in the year of 2010, and many people would make their resolutions of the new year.
Mine 2010 is going pretty well. I see you're calling it 2010. I'm calling it 2010. We haven't figured out what to say yet.
Yeah. So this year, and many people, they make their resolutions, and some people would say, maybe this year I will make more money to get a new job and to get fit. So if we all stick to our New Year's resolutions, there will be more healthy, charitable, better educated, and well-traveled people in 2010 than last year. And 2009 saw many people tightening their belts to deal with weak economies and unemployment in America, and the Business Information Analysis said predicts people will spend more this year on bettering themselves as the economic outlook improves.
Yeah, 2009 was a year for dropping gym memberships, which is what I did, and taking up walking and other free activities. Improving consumer sentiment and the positive economic outlook will mean 2010 will see people rapidly returning to professional help to achieve their fitness and weight loss goals. This is according to the IBIS World's Robert Bryant. I'm not sure if he's so positive that that will happen.
没错，那到了2010年呢，很多人都会许自己的新年愿望。那今年的愿望呢，可能就会变得很现实。比方说，有些人会许今年呢，我们要变得更加健康。比方说，在国外呢，特别是在美国，去年的一个很显著的现象就是，大家呢把这个去健身房的钱省下来，到户外去进行体育运动，这样的方式来keep fit 来减肥。So it's really interesting that me and John just talk a lot about the how they just tighten their belts and save money, not going to the gym, but also go outside, just walk in the neighborhood. It's really interesting, huh?
Well, yeah, especially here in China, on every block we have the workout platforms, and you see many people doing. There's lots of free parks to go to. I am very sad to have left my gym, but I'm trying to fill in where I can.
Yeah, so this year maybe it's your first resolution. But getting fit has long been a favorite New Year's pledge, and growing awareness of healthy lifestyles is driving the trend, not to mention the guilt from overindulging the festive season, huh?
Yeah, more people are also expected to enroll in enrichment courses in January, trying to give them an edge in the job market where unemployment is still relatively high, or as a way to de-stress themselves. More will also supposedly be able to give money to charity.
还有很多人的这个新年愿望呢，包括给慈善机构多捐一些款，做一些善事。那么还有一些人呢，像 it is said in a forecast that is expected to cheer the travel industry, and the company predicted Australians will start traveling abroad again in 2010, helping to boost international airline revenues by almost 10%. 那么同样呢，在澳大利亚呢，研究机构也显示，在2010年呢，澳大利亚的人呢将会出国去旅游，这样呢也促进了航空业的发展。And with Asian destinations such as Bali, Thailand, and Japan among the most popular. 那么在亚洲呢，他们比较倾向去那像巴黎啊、泰国这种比较温暖的地方。
Well, Thailand and Japan are on my list for this year, so I will do my part for that.
Yeah, not far away from China. Yeah, but, always, when you go travel, always think that time is an issue because you got to fly more than 10 hours to another continent. It's really wasted time, right?
Every time I take my 15-hour flight to China, I always think, 100, 200 years ago, this took about a month. So, not too bad.
Yeah. All right. Now let's take a break. Listen to a song from Aretha Franklin. You make me feel like a natural woman.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day.Thank you.
And that was Aretha Franklin with You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, a great, great song from the 60s.
Yeah. All right, so we've been talking about 2010s resolutions. And for this year, many people would think, why not I change work for myself? Maybe it's a good start for you. But here is recommendations for you. And it said, maybe it's not right for you to go find another job. And they're going to have many suggestions for you, like tips for ensuring a career change will work before you make the leap. 那么在新年伊始呢，很多人会想今年要不要换一个工作，跳槽来试一试。那么有的专家会建议新年伊始呢，有一些人会说要跳槽之前呢，一定要慎重的考虑。比方说，第一点要做好工作 ，do your homework, make sure you don't jump from one thinking industry to another.
Yeah, you have to ask yourself, is this a growth area? Am I making horseshoes or fixing fax machines? You know, these things that have obviously gone out of style.
Okay, so another one is talk to people before you want to change your work. Before you make a change, you need to find out what the career and the job really involve, not your fantasy.
Yeah, for example, many careers ranging from interior design to financial planning may involve selling your services in addition to performing them. Or you may be enticed by the high average salary of your dream job, but only to find that it's a field where very few people make a lot and most people make very little, say, being an actor in Hollywood.
那还有呢，在跳槽之前呢，一定要和别人去谈一谈。那么在自己做出改变之前呢，你要弄清楚这项工作或者是该领域实际上涉及到什么，而不是你的自己的这个凭空的猜想。 So they said get a real story, talk to people who work in the field you are targeting. You can find them through your college alumni association, professional associations and schools with programs in the field. 那么要想知道实际的情况呢，就和那些已经在你的理想行业工作的人呢去谈一谈，可以通过大学的校友友会啊，专业的社团，或者是该行业的培训学校等，找到一些专业的人士来谈一谈。那么还有呢，就是要评估自己的经验 ，assess your experience. The lowest risk decision for a hiring manager is to choose someone who has done the job before. Yeah, this is really true.
Yeah, if you're trying to compete in a new field, you're going to be at a disadvantage. You know, the old adage will always hold. You can't get a job without experience, and you can't get experience without a job.
那么还有呢，就是招聘经理做出的风险最低的决策呢，就是聘请以前从事过该工作的相关候选人。所以在考虑跳槽的时候，一定要考虑自己是不是有这个领域的工作经验。那么最后一点呢，就是 build a bridge, 建一座桥。并非所有的转行的困难都是一样的，最难的是进入一个你以前没有工作经历完全不相干的行业当中。 So not all career changes are equally difficult. The hardest is to move to a field where none of your previous experiences is relevant.
Yeah, often you can find a way to build on your previous experience while doing something new. You know, one of the things you have to remember is if you need some more information, you can always schedule what we say is an informational interview with a company where you're not applying for a job, but just looking for some more information.
Yeah. So here's some tips for you before you want to change your job. Okay, so now let's move on to today's biz news. 接下来呢，我们来听听今天的财经资讯。First one, China's consumption has good start in 2010. 2010年伊始，中国消费有所增长。
Yeah, during the New Year's Day holiday, Beijing, Shanghai, Chongqing, and other places saw a continuously booming consumer market, with major shopping malls recording high sales and realizing a true sense of the phrase, we're off to a good start.People have great expectations for consumption achieving steady and rapid growth in 2010 compared to 2009 and awful 2008. According to statistics from the Beijing Commercial Information Consulting Center, monitoring 127 key sample enterprises showed that by the afternoon of January 3, 2010, all Beijing sample companies had achieved sales of 2.1 billion yuan during the New Year's holiday.This is up 26% over the same period last year. The survey data released by Shanghai Municipal Commission of Commerce also show that Shanghai's 100 largest and medium-sized commercial enterprises realized a total revenue of 1.5 billion yuan. This is an increase of 37.6% at the end of 2009 and the New Year's holiday. Analysts pointed out that residential consumption had become the second largest driving force of economic growth, surpassing trade in 2009. And as the continuation of the policies to stimulate consumption in 2010, residential consumption's contribution rate to the economic growth will be further enhanced. The economic stimulus policies were major factors for maintaining steady growth and rapid domestic consumption growth in 2009, but they are expected to play a very good supporting role for consumption growth in 2010. Starting the reforms was critical to the expansion of domestic demand and relied on a proportion system. For example, residential income distribution reform, social security system reform, and others. The deputy director of the Institute of Economic Situation Research of Academy of Macroeconomic Research said.
And the second one is Brazil creates 1.1 million new jobs in 2009. 巴西09年增加了110万个新的就业岗位。
Brazil created 1.1 million new jobs in 2009, about 350,000 less than in 2008, said the Minister of Labor, Carlos Lupi, in an interview with local press recently. He attributed the drop to the effect of international financial crisis, but said the outcome was better than expected. In the January to November period, 1.4 million jobs were created, but in December, the layoffs of temporary workers cut about 300,000 jobs from the total number. Every December, we usually have layoffs of about 300,000. Therefore, in 2009, we expected to create new jobs of 1.1 or 1.15 million, said the minister. Despite the country's slumping economy, government measures to control inflation, increase the purchasing power of the minimum wage earners, and the domestic demand all help maintain good job opportunities, said Carlos Lupi. The country is expected to create 2 million new jobs in 2010.
That was today's biz news. And now let's move on to today's financial hot words. And we're going to introduce some of the financial hot words for you today. First one is speculation. Speculation 就是投机的意思。
Yeah, speculation. The act of financially betting against the good results of increasing trade.
Mm-hmm. Second one is saving. Saving 呢就是存款的意思。
Now, according to China's estimates, they do not want to be a saving economy anymore and want to be more consuming. Saving being the opposite of consuming. You are saving your money and putting it away instead of spending it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that was today's financial hot words. Now let's take a break, listen to a song from Girlicious Baby Doll.
Let's make this clear, girl. I'm worth it, invest it, I'll let you.
That was Girlicious with Baby Doll.
Yeah, today we've been talking about what you're going to do in this year, 2010. You know, so study figures best job in 2010 is Acuary. 那么研究机构显示呢，10年的最佳的工作呢是保险师。So being an actuary, calculating statistics to determine probability and risk is the best job to have in 2010. But working on an oil rig is roosevelt is the worst. So an actuary earns about $85,000 a year and has few physical demands, little stress, a good work environment, a positive outlook for environment, employment, and income growth. So this is a really good job.
Well, you don't get a lot of exercise. You don't get a lot of going outside. So I guess it all depends on what you're looking for. But yes, $85,000 a year and low stress is a very good job.
那根据美国的这项研究显示呢，保险精算师他年平均的收入呢是$85,000，所以被评选为2010年预期最好的一项工作之一。So the second best job is software engineer, followed by computer system analysis, biologist and historian. 那么排名第二好的工作呢，就是软件工程师，接着呢就是 computer system analyst, 就是计算机系统研究师，还有生物家和历史学家都是非常好的工作，在2010年。
Well, being that I have been a software engineer, I will volunteer that it is not the second best job in the world.
主要呢是根据什么来研究呢？是根据 in terms of stress, working environment, physical demands, income, and hiring outlook. 主要是根据感受的压力是不是很大，工作的压力是不是很大，还有工作环境和对自己身体健康的影响等各种各样方面的均衡来考虑。那么这几个工作呢是2010年预期最好的工作。So being a roosevelt was rated worst. What's roosevelt?
Well, a roustabout is a dangerous job on an oil rig. Typically pays about $30,000 a year. There is high unemployment, a negative outlook for growth, and it's an extremely dangerous job. Having had a friend that was a roustabout, said he nearly was killed a number of times. So switching to many of the best jobs would mean returning to school. The worst jobs, they say, are fairly miserable and tend to require working outdoors regardless of the weather, having elements of physical danger, and do not pay very well.
On top of that, job opportunities are not very good, so if you really want one of these jobs, you may even have difficulty finding one despite the fact that they're dangerous and in bad conditions and don't pay very well. So last year, actuary placed second and mathematicians first, while lumberjack ranks as the worst job.
You know, and trying to go out and find a job as a lumberjack or a horseshoe repairman, I just haven't had any luck.
Alright, so this year, if you want to be happy, so, you know, last year or 2008, people would say, if I have enough saving, I have enough money, I have a house, I have a safe job, it's really, really big issue for them. But right now, they, in this year, 2010, they want to have a better living conditions. So, 12-point guide to the pursuit of happiness become less self-conscious and more motivated in 2010 with these steps. So the first one, the beginning of the new year is the perfect time for a doctor to encourage everyone to adopt a healthier lifestyle.
Well, yes, of course, as we make our New Year's resolutions, mm-hmm. going to the doctor and having him reaffirm that tackling diet and exercise and cutting back on alcohol and tobacco, which I don't plan on doing.
Mm.
But this year, I would like to suggest that you don't worry too much about your physical health and instead concentrate on being happier.
没错，那对于2010年呢，每大家都有自己新年的一些愿望，但是很多健康的这个医师呢，给大家提出的愿望就是在这一年当中，其实健康不是最最重要的，那最最重要的呢是 being happier， 就是要让自己变得开心。So in the ideal world, we would all be both happy and healthy. But if I were forced to make a choice, I would pick happiness even time. So with that in mind, here are his suggestions for happier 2010. So first one, change your routine. Although many people find routines comforting, it is good to add variety.
Yeah, this may be as simple as going somewhere different on holiday, buying your clothes from a new shop, or getting your hair cut by a different stylist, or trying some sort of new activity that you wouldn't normally consider. Have you ever driven a race car?
No.
Ridden a horse?
No.
Tried salsa or ballroom dancing?
Never.
Well, then this is your
year
to try something new.
Yeah, I would do that this year. Yeah, racing car is really dangerous for me, but I only do that in video games.
They have a go-kart track in the outside of Beijing. I'll show you where that
really?
is.
Really? Is it legal?
No, perfectly legal.
Uh-huh.
Another tip is don't be too self-conscious. Don't worry that you've never driven a car before.
Mm.
It's only natural to be concerned about how others perceive us, but they're rarely as interested as we think. You may be too well aware that you're having a bad hair day, that you have some spot on your chin, but everyone else is probably too busy worrying about their own bad hair days to notice yours. So don't blow them out of proportion.
Yeah, and also set yourself a major challenge. It is best to set yourself easily achievable goals to avoid disappointments. 还有呢，比较重要的一点就是给自己设定一个现实的能够完成的目标，而不是那些遥不可及的目标。All right, so time is up for today.We're going to share more information with you tomorrow, but for this night, we're going to end up today's show with a song, Keeps Getting Better by Christina Aguilera. We're going to see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Good night.
人民广播电台经济之声，每一次倾听都有价值。北京时间22:59，中央人民广播电台经济之声，让你永远领先一分钟。
欢迎来到空气经济学，今日查点裙摆指数 Hemline Index。 美国人考伯雷发现，女性裙摆越长，股市就越低迷，短裙自总和牛市同时出现。1929年大萧条以前，女性裙摆迅速上移，1930年的大萧条伴随的是长裙的流行，1987年的流行款式本来是超短裙，但是10月份短裙突然不流行了，结果当年秋天美国股市就第二次巨幅下跌。
瑞士伊波路表为您准点报时，浪漫时刻一生相伴。瑞士伊波路表。
北京时间23:00。